Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we're looking at the five characteristics of a cult, we end up seeing first that there was scripture twisting. Someone will start twisting scriptures to give it new meanings. That person will end up leading to be where they alone are the only people that can properly interpret God's word, and you need them to have God's word. That leads to exclusivism, and that's today's characteristic. Exclusivism is that the organization is the only ones that have the truth. All others are excluded from the truth. That follows because of the fact that they've already started twisting the scriptures to give scripture new meaning. Now you've had the authoritarian who just sets themselves up as the only people or person who can interpret God's word. Therefore, without that person, you could not possibly have God's word and know God's meaning. So you need that person or organization to tell you the right meaning of God's word. Therefore, by definition, the truth is excluded if you're outside of that organization. Every one of these organizations will use that because if you're outside of the organization, they exclude you from the truth. You must remain in the organization, even if you see things that seem like they're in error. You have to remain part of the organization to stay within the truth, because remember, they're the only ones that can give you the truth. This is the way that cults end up controlling people, because people end up feeling that if they leave the group, they leave the truth. If you want to get more information about this or other world religions, get my book, What Do They Believe, at whatdotheybelievebook.com.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.